Chapter 2. A large, grey, round object was rising slowly out of the cylinder. It was shiny. Two huge dark eyes were looking at me. The head around the eyes was round and had a kind of face. There was a mouth under the eyes. It was open, moving, and drops of saliva fell from it. It had no eyebrows and no chin. The whole creature shook, and it held the opening of the cylinder tightly with one tentacle. I could hear it breathing loudly in the silent air. The creature was strong, but its strength was reduced by Earth's gravity. Its skin was brown and shiny. I felt nothing but horror, and I wanted to run away, but I could not move. Suddenly, the creature disappeared. It had fallen from the opening in the cylinder to the ground below with a bang. I also heard a loud cry, and immediately another creature appeared at the opening. I turned and ran towards some trees, falling as I went because I kept looking back at the creatures. A few people were still standing around the crater, but most had run like me and were standing behind trees, bushes, and gates. I was too frightened to move, but something was happening near the cylinder, and I wanted to know what it was. I started to walk very slowly towards the crater. I saw tentacles flying across the sunset. All was quiet. It was getting dark, and some people were moving away, going home, while others seemed to be arriving from Woking. Nothing was moving near the cylinder, so the observers became braver and more curious. Small groups moved towards the crater and looked in. Then I noticed a group of men carrying a white flag. They had decided that the Martians were intelligent and wanted to demonstrate that we humans were intelligent too. Ogilvy, Henderson, and some other astronomers were in the group, and they were followed by a few of the crowd. Suddenly, there was a flash of light, and three clouds of green smoke and flame rose into the air, lighting up the countryside around. A soft sound was heard. I saw the faces of the group who were carrying the white flag. They flashed green. The soft sound became louder. A shape rose out of the crater, and long flames jumped from it into the group of men. Each of them flashed white and fell. I realized they were dead. The trees around started to burn, and a path of fire reached out towards Woking. I could hear the fire around me. I could feel its heat, but I was too shocked to move. Then the noise stopped, and I was surprised to find myself alive. All was quiet again. I could see a small crowd of people near the cylinder. They were lucky they had escaped with their lives. If they had been standing on higher ground, they would have been killed. They had seen the green flashes and the dead men fall. They had heard the strange noise, and they now joined the rest of the people running back towards Woking in a panic. On the edge of town, windows were smashed, and hats, dresses, and plants had caught fire. "They're coming!" a woman screamed, and everyone turned and pushed and ran. They ran like sheep, pushing into the streets so that some were knocked over, and some never got up. Two women and a little boy were pushed onto the ground and left to die in the horror and darkness. I looked around near the cylinder, and the only change was the small fires in the bushes around me. It was a warm, silent evening. I could see no sign of the Martians or the cylinder down in the crater, as it was dark now. Smoke rose over Woking Station, where trains were waiting to leave. Men were dead, but the evening was still. Then I realized I was alone with no weapon, and I felt fear and panic too. I made myself turn away, and I ran, crying like a child, from the cylinder that could kill me in an instant. It is still unknown how the Martians were able to kill so quickly and silently. They used a flash of something that is not light. We call it the heat ray. That night, nearly 40 people lay dead, and their bodies could not be identified.